I want you just to see this, and many of you are familiar with this, but it starts with our tithes. And the word tithe means a tenth, and many of you are tithers, and some of you are in pursuit of becoming tithers, but it's 10% of your income. It's 10% of what God has given you, and it's known as first fruits. And we give the Lord first our offering. And if you're not there yet, God is so gracious in working with us. But I promise you, if you can get over the fear and the uncertainty and get the stewardship of the Spirit active in our finances, 10% will seem like nothing. It won't drain you or take from you. It won't possess you in such a manner where fear, how am I going to pay my next bill? Because the blessing is far greater. And then we give into missions. And many of you give into missions. There's an opportunity to give into missions this morning by buying a couple raffle tickets. In the foyer, you saw the beautiful quilt that Brenda Movius made and has available. It's to raise funds and money to support missionaries. Horace and Phyllis Lester are here. We'll point you out in a moment. But we give into missions, local missions, foreign missions, life choices, all these other missions. And that's a grace that God gives us to pour into missions. And we want to be supporters of missions. And then there's these times of impact giving that we are going to simply call assignments. One of the assignments we put out there a few weeks ago was we're trying to raise some funds to get our fire code taken care of down in the children's wing. We need a set of stairs. I just want to give a shout out. You'll hear it a little later, but we've had $5,000 already come in. Can we just thank the Lord? Some of you might be in the grocery store and you might see someone that has a need. That would be an assignment. That the Lord would empower you to give and have an impact. And the last place that giving needs to be recognized and we need to steward is in legacy giving. We take care of bills. We pay everything. We don't carry any debt here. We're super blessed by that. But there may come a time when we put a call out there because God wants us to build something for the future. And just so you're all aware, I'm not sowing any seeds for any hidden project. But I want you to understand that we need to be a people that are thinking beyond our generation, beyond right now, because we're able to be in this building. We're able to be on this campus. We're able to do what we're able to do because somebody came before us and they gave. They had an understanding of leaving a legacy. And so this little menu, I want you to put someplace where you have to encounter it. On your refrigerator, on your bathroom window, by the toilet. I don't know. I don't care. In your Bible. But I want you to begin to ask the Lord. You guys don't put little signs by your toilet? I don't know. On the mirror. Okay, in the bathroom. We need to be a people that understand that God is calling us to the nations. Not just physically. Not just spiritually, but also financially. And we can sow. And here's some things that we're just going to declare and we're going to believe for, is that we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. If you plant an apple tree, don't expect an orange tree to grow up. If you plant wheat, don't expect, you know, corn. You reap what you sow. And so there's this power that happens when we sow into the kingdom, knowing that, Lord, we get to reap. Because reap where you sow. When you sow into a place, if it's into tithes, the first fruits, God gives you himself as first fruits in ways that are far beyond our imagination or comprehension. When you give into missions, all of a sudden you find yourself more secure about possibly joining missions and going on missions. When you give to those assignments, you begin to see the impact. And the legacy have its impact. So recognize that you're going to reap where you sow. Next one, reap after you sow. Some of you are asking for things from the Lord that you haven't sown into. And yes, our God is gracious and he's good and he can provide. But he might also be asking you, I need you to sow something in order to reap something. Because reaping happens after we sow. And we're not just talking about our finances. If you want to be a better husband, a better wife, a better father, or a better mother, you have to sow into your family. You have to give them the time and the patience. And I guarantee you, when you begin to sow, you will begin to reap. And the last one here is you will always reap more than you sow. You will always reap more than you sow. But oftentimes what many of us get discouraged with is what we would call the growing season. So we sow, we water, we nurture, God causes the growth, and then we get to reap. What farmer plants the seed in the ground and the next day comes and expects to be able to reap? What farmer plants the seed in the ground and the next day digs it up and sees if it's doing anything? Some of us have done that with the Lord. And yes, we believe in the suddenlies, we believe in the miracles, we believe in the breakthroughs, and we believe for all of that. But we also believe that God is about building character. And there's something about the growing season that is going to benefit the kingdom far greater than the suddenly that we can lift up as a testimony. So would you stand with me? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we declare that we will reap what we sow. We will reap where we sow. We will reap after we sow, and we will reap more than we sow. Because we thank you that this house is a house that stewards what it's been entrusted with. And we pray for the blessing upon each and every house represented in this place. Each and every family and the families that we're called to connect. Because Lord, we will bring our first fruits. We will think of the widows and the orphans and the missions that we've been called to. We will take up the assignments that you lay before us, and we will sow. And we will give beyond our generation, beyond our life, because we know that your kingdom is a forever kingdom. And so we thank you that we get to harvest. And we get to see the beauty of what it means to reap after we have sown, after we have labored, after we've seen you access our heart and baptize it with your fire to get us in a posture where the reaping truly is glorified. Amen. I know many of you have already brought your offering forward, but for those of you that haven't yet, go ahead and bring it forward. Honor those that are sitting around you, and let's bless one another this morning. Amen. Awesome. As you're bringing your offering up, be sure to say hi to someone. Kids, we're going to send our kids out. So anybody, any kids from kindergarten to fifth grade, why don't you come on down real quick? We're going to pray over you. We've got Cassie and Miles Forsman this morning taking our kids out. I know we've been on a little bit of a break as we've just navigated some changes around here. But K through 5, come on down. Yeah, right here. Awesome. Good to see you guys. Jed, Lorenzo, good morning, sweetie. Would you extend your hand and bless them? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty of our children. We thank you that, Lord, they're going to grow up and know the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And while they're growing up, they're going to demonstrate and portray the beauty and the majesty of Jesus in all they do. Bless their families, bless their schools, bless the communities that they live in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Miles and Cassie this morning and the opportunity to bring your glory to impact these kids in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome time this morning. Follow Cassie right out that door. Any K through 5. Beautiful. Awesome, Jesus. Josh.
All right. We have a couple video announcements. So if we want to go ahead and cue those up, that'd be awesome. And then we'll keep mowing through.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning. We are thrilled to welcome our newcomers and want to help you feel right at home with our Echo Hills family. We would love to have you fill out our welcome card and hand it off to one of our pastors or drop it off in the offering box at the back of the church. Join us for a transformative journey as we dive into the world of Sozo, finding freedom and wholeness through the Father's love, discovering healing and restoration and spiritual growth like never before in our upcoming book study class. Let's explore the powerful principles of Sozo together and embark on the path towards greater freedom and wholeness. Don't miss this opportunity for personal growth and connection. RSVP with Jerry Cooper today. The Echo Hills Healing Room would love to have you join them for their Foundations in Healing Workshop, growing your faith and knowledge of healing on Saturday, October 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. in the Fireside Room. This is free and open to all. We ask that you register by calling Jerry Cooper in our office. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. We are blessed to have the pastors and leaders that are committed to the equipping and loving of the children of God. Share your appreciation. Echo Hills Childcare would like to say thank you for your faithfulness in helping us reach our goals of collected needed items. An updated list is available in the lobby by the grid. We are so thankful for your prayers and investment into the ministry and outreach of Echo Hills Childcare. The Riverside Prayer Room is open to the public Monday through Thursday from 9:30 to 4 p.m., Sunday from 8:30 to 10 a.m. Corporate prayer is open Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. The Healing Rooms is open Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. And Shiloh is open Monday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Thank you for your commitment to our church's mission. One way to give is to use our online giving option. You can find it on our website or use the QR code in your bulletin. Your generosity is a blessing to all of us, and your support is instrumental in ensuring that Echo Hills can continue to thrive and serve our community. Every tithe, offering, and contribution, no matter the size, makes a significant impact. That's all I've got for you this morning. Have a great rest of the morning and be blessed.
Those are some good announcements. Those are really good. Hey, I know one of the ones that we highlighted this morning was already up there, but I want to take just a couple minutes to just chat about that. One of the things, even this morning during worship, Jacqueline started to get into healing a little bit. And so healing is a vital part of loving and serving Jesus. God identifies himself as our healer, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. And so one of the things we're going to be doing, again, October 28th, which is a Saturday, and it's 1 to 5, it'll be in the Fireside Room there, is we want to spend some time, if you've ever had something like, yeah, I want to know more about that. Like, does God want to move through me in healing? Do I have the gift of healing? What does that look like? And those are some of the topics that we like to cover. And I'm going to give you just a small spoiler, is that we are all called to heal. Because Jesus resides in us. And if Jesus is healer and he lives in us, we got to let him out, you know? So he wants to heal people. And some of that just is like, okay, so how do I do that then? This is an incredible time for you to come. We'll have snacks, so we can get you through. We'll take breaks and all that good stuff. But it's a good fast moving thing where we spend about 4 hours together, and then we have a really special time at the end that I always really look forward to, and that's God encountering us and activating us so that we can be empowered to actually go and heal. So we love seeing people healed here and sharing testimonies about that, and I'm gonna talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But we should be able to see healing happening in our city, knowing, oh my gosh, the one who lives inside me, he is healer and he wants out. And so we're at a grocery store, we're at, you know, our school places, our places of employment, wherever that might be. And you go, Jesus, do you want to bring healing to this person? And you go, man, I just feel like, what's going on in your body? It looks like you've got something going on. Yeah, I hurt my knee, or my back is bad, or whatever. And you go, man, I don't know. I just feel, can I pray for you? I believe that Jesus heals. And if they said something like, well, I don't believe in that, you go, it's okay, I do. Do you have a second to let me pray for you? Right? And then we just begin to release that prayer of faith. So I want to encourage you, if you've ever had any thoughts specifically about this or curious about healing, come and get activated. Come and be encouraged. Come and step into revelation in the area of healing. It's going to be awesome. Okay, so on that note, when people get healed, it turns into a what? Testimony. We're doing something a little bit different. We're sort of messing around with this a little bit. But this is going to be a time where we are stewarding our testimonies and also stewarding prophetic words. So I didn't have anybody come up and tap me on the shoulder this morning about a word they were getting from the Lord. But this would be the time that we would do that. One of the things that we really want to do is we want to steward the testimony and steward the prophetic words that we're receiving. So what we want to do is we want to, like, this is a great time for you to grab a pen and a piece of paper. And Jeff put it this way this morning as such a good visual picture. But have any of you ever seen the easy button, the big red button? You click on it and it goes, that was easy, right? When we step into a moment in worship, like it's like Jacqueline was getting into healing this morning, that's a button. What do we get when we press that button? What happens when we press the red button? And for some of us, we are getting prophetic words here at church on Sundays, but actually the Lord wants to activate those things in your life. And so we'll have those that deliver the word. You've seen this before. They'll share a prophetic word and then we'll ask them to pray and activate that. And that's beautiful. That's part of what we want to take place in this house. But for some of you, I want to encourage you, start to write these things down and press the red button during the week. Everybody says the little that's got the little covering over the red button. You've seen it, like, and everyone says, don't press the red button. We're telling you right now, smash that thing. Smash the red button. Begin to let the Lord minister to you as you steward the prophetic words. There may be something in a word that's delivered that's like, oh my gosh, I need to carry that. I need to actually activate that in my life. I need to let that sort of bother me a little bit more. Okay? Awesome. So on that note, we have an awesome testimony this morning. Henry, would you come up and just share a couple minutes what you have going on? And we'll all step into testimony together.
Awesome, dude. Thanks. Good morning. Hey, back in 2012, I started allowing myself to get offended at church. And once it started rolling, it was hard to stop. And, so I figured I'm going to leave this place and I'm going to go find another church. And that's what I did. And every time I went to another church, the Holy Spirit would just let me know, you got to go back. You got to go back, because I was filled with offense. And there were a lot of people who didn't even know they offended me. So what I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit is that you need to go back and you need to ask for forgiveness. Or I'm not, it wasn't going to allow me to leave the church. But I, deep down inside, I knew that I was wanting to go to another place. And this just forced me to be honest with myself about when I was going to move. Well, anyways, I think I went to 3 or 4 different churches before finally I got the message and I went back to River City Church. And it was one of the hardest things in my experience in my life, because I didn't want to go back. I went back to River City Church, and I had this get away from me attitude on me. You know, it was bad. And took a few Sundays before I really started going to people and asking them for forgiveness. You know, because the only person I was hurting was myself. And really, I didn't want to take this attitude and this offense to another church. And then I was meeting with Jeff a few times. It was a course of 3 years. It was 13, 14, and 15 that it took me. and had the Holy Spirit resolve those issues within me before I was able to leave, you know. And we cannot allow ourselves. I recognize it now, so it's easier for me to nip it in the butt, you know, to just get rid of it. I've learned from that experience that we are a body. We are Christ's body. And if you feel that you've been offended, go to that person. Go up to that person. Don't let fear be involved in your emotions, you know, which then you're lost. But a lot of us have issues. A lot of us have been offended. You know, we've been betrayed. You know, so our first instinct is just to run away. And that isn't what God wants us to do. He wants us to be united, confess our faults to one another, you know, so that we be healed, you know. Talk to somebody. You know, like I did, I talked with Jeff, I think, in the course of 3 years, off and on. And then finally, at Days of Praise in 2015, it was like, you can leave. And it was just so freeing. I was, because I was being obedient to the Holy Spirit when He said, you need to go ask for forgiveness. You need to talk about these issues with the people you think have offended you, you know. So I went to Jeff in 2015 and I said, Jeff, I think I'm ready. I'm ready to move. And he says, I said, but Shelley and Kevin are on sabbatical. What do you think I should do? And I didn't want to hear this. He said, I think you should wait until they get back so you can talk to Kevin. And I did not want to do that. I think it was still another month before I could go and before I could leave, you know. And you know, the when I talked to Kevin, it wasn't the send-off that I was anticipating. It wasn't. It was not the send-off. Because I was there for 15 years and I see people who are leaving and they gather around them and pray, you know, and that isn't what I got. And the miracle part of all that is I was not offended. I was not offended because I already recognized the process and being obedient, you know, and not believing the lie anymore, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, because I'm here at home with Echo Hills.
Yeah, hang here for a second. So one thing about that is offense is, did you leave? Did you deposit a whisker? They are impressive, by the way. One of the things about living offended is think of it like a body or a joint that's out of place, right? It's not designed to be in that. Being out of joint is painful. It's awkward. There's a bunch of things to it. So in the testimony that Henry shared with us just now, isn't just about your home church and where you're attending church. This is applicable to your life. So if there's an area, if something about what Henry was sharing, you know, witnesses with you about something in your life, we're talking about that. Just in case you're like, well, I think he was talking about church. He wasn't talking about that. No, I think he was probably talking about that, even though it wasn't about you going to a different church. So I want to encourage you this morning. I'm going to have you just pray this out for us really quick. If there's an offense, you know, and you are just discerning, yeah, I feel like there's something there. We just want to pray and activate that. I want to encourage you, to come. Henry, I know, would be willing to put his hands on you and just pray, and release grace as you're walking through this. But we want to not live a life of offense because it's not only is it not beneficial, but it isn't what God has for us, as we were hearing from Henry. So here we go. Pray it out, man.
The other thing is that it's personal. It's personal. You see, we are I believe, obligated to be transparent in the eyes of the Lord. You know, and when he calls us to do something, we need to do it. You know, it's hard, it's difficult, but I'll tell you what, it works. So, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, I just pray over this whole congregation, God. I pray grace and mercy and peace, Lord, over this whole congregation, Lord, that your Holy Spirit gently touches the areas of our lives where, whether we've been lied to, we've been offended, we've been, whatever it might be, Lord, you look at our hearts, and the more that we confess, the more brighter you shine inside to the outside. So Father, this is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So Father, I just pray and ask you and thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So good. Thank you, man. Thank you. Well, we have a treat this morning. Jennifer is going to be speaking. And one thing I just wanted to share really quick is when I say a treat, I really do mean a treat. I think Jennifer is one. So first and foremost, she is a prophetic voice. So prophetic voice means, so how many of you know that the Bible wasn't written directly to you? What? But its prophetic message carries through the generations. It was written to someone, right?
I'm so excited you're all here this morning. You're just all so beautiful. I'm so glad you're my family. And I have not been with you since, I mean, given a message since June, but I'm just excited the growth that has happened, the movement that has happened in all of our lives and corporately. So you're just so beautiful. But before we start, I just want to pray for Israel. God commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If we could pray for Israel, if you want to start praying in your heavenly language, your prayer language, you're free to do that, and we'll just all join together. So, Lord Jesus, we just come before you corporately, Lord God, as a family at Echo Hills Church, Lord. We come before you, and we bless Israel. We bless Jerusalem. We bless every city, every town that covers your beloved nation, Lord God. Lord, you are the God who reigns on high. Justice and righteousness are the foundation of your throne. So, Lord, we just ask that you would come and display the fullness of who you are. Lord, justice and righteousness, justice and righteousness, Lord God. We release who you are over that nation in Jesus' name. Lord, we just declare even now, Lord, your people, the Jewish people, would come to know Yeshua as their Messiah. Lord, there be such a harvest and a revival that takes place. And Lord, we just lay your hand on every terrorist. Lord, we say in their hands the bombs would become Bibles. Lord, that they would have a revelation who King Jesus is, who is the true God. Lord, we just thank you for the harvest in the Middle East. We thank you for the Christians that are there. Lord, we just bless them with courage in Jesus' name. We bless them with the outpouring of signs, wonders, and miracles. That this would be, you would be on full display, Lord, of how great and mighty you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I also want to give a shout out for October birthdays, because I just celebrated my birthday last week. So if you are an October birthday, there's just very uniqueness of our October birthdays. And there's one shout out I want. Yes, James. Oh my gosh, that was crazy. That's my other nephew. Asher, this is my nephew, Asher Fife. He is celebrating his birthday on Tuesday. and he's turning 17 on the 17th. It is his golden birthday. And for Asher, I don't know if you realize, but he is the creative force behind our announcements. So if you love those visual shots that he's doing of our valley, he has a drone. And if you have noticed that voice, very artistic, very articulate, this is Asher. So I just want to give a big shout out to Asher, because he is absolutely amazing. We have amazing youth in our church family. So if you want to connect with him afterwards and give another shout out to him, please do that. Sometimes we have these amazing people that you don't see. They're behind the scenes, but he's always up there. So make your way up there in the balcony and give a big shout out for Asher. So Asher, oh, just a minute. I do have a joke for all of us October birthdays, but this is okay. Asher, do you know why birthdays are good for your health? Well, Asher, studies have shown that people who have more birthdays actually live longer. Thanks, Asher. Thank you. Okay, and then I also want to give another shout out. When I was here in June, I gave the summer challenge of reading the book of Joshua. So how many of you read the book of Joshua? Awesome, and thank you, Jerry. She even used that in her Sunday school. I'm so grateful. I even gave like a challenge if you can read it more than once. So just as a hands, how many of you read the book of Joshua like twice? Raise your hands if you read it twice. Did anybody read it three times? Okay, I have two that read it three times. Did any of you read it four times? Okay, well, you know what? You two come up here, because I actually have something for you. I have extra. Both of you come up here. I have extra. Come up here. Because they were chewing on the word of the Lord, they get some extra. So that is incredible. Thank you. I know I connected with some of you and what the Lord was showing you. It was just beautiful. But I do have another challenge for us. If you would like to, in this next season, it's actually Psalm 84. Psalm 84. And it's strategically chosen because we just entered the Jewish year 5784. And last month is when the Jewish people, they turned their calendar year into 5784. But I just want to highlight the Jewish year of 84. It's that 4 in Hebrew, though the numbers have word meanings, and it's actually the door. And so my husband made this incredible door, and it's actually in the Riverside Room. So if you ever want to walk through a new beginning and a new door, the door is open. It's there in the Riverside Room. You can come anytime today, Monday through Thursday. The church is open between 10 and 2. You are welcome to walk through the new door. But when we think about walking through new doors, there's lots that it can be, but one I really want to pinpoint of why Psalm 84 is to walk through the doorway of the heart of Jesus. And so when you read Psalm 84, it's so poetically beautiful, like the longing of our hearts. And where do we desire to be? And so if we can just align our heart with it is the face of Jesus. And it's the scripture verse that says, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. And if we could just spend some time as a church family just really going after Psalm 84, and if you could read portions of it every day, or if you could read it and just go through it the next couple months, that would be beautiful. You know, hats off to those of you who will commit to actually memorizing it. And just as a church family, if we could just, you know what? We are a family that goes after our alignment of a heart going through the doorway of the heart of Jesus. So I give that to you. When I was going through my journal, I came across this quote, and I believe it was from Rita Springer when she was here several years ago. And it was kind of this word she kind of gave for the Northwest. And the quote says, create a sound that leads people to a place where they are changed forever. And the quote kind of just stuck with me. Because I wondered, now that we're in a season of just knowing, okay, we as a church family, what we've bannered ourselves under the umbrella is we're echo. We're echo hills. We echo what heaven is saying. And just not within us, but it's like echoing out, outward, outward. And I thought, Lord, if there could be something within each one of us, that each one of our lives, because you understand that each one of our lives is a billboard and goes on display for all the world to see who Jesus Christ is. You're it. You know, like if I was playing a tag game, I'm like, you're it. You're the one. You're the one. Wherever you go throughout your day, you're the billboard. You're the display for Jesus Christ. And I thought, Lord, if we could be a family individually, and then we become corporately together, that our whole life creates this sound. This is who Jesus is. This is who Jesus declares over me, and this is what I release out to you. This is the sound. This is what my life echoes out of what God has done in me and through me. Just like testimonies are so powerful, but we can't just contain them here within this beautiful four walls. We have a multitude of people longing and waiting for you and for me. So I thought I just want to put this in front of all of us that we, like, so how about this? I want all of us just to say this. I will just, and you're going to say, I will create. Or how about this? Lord, let me create. How about this? So Lord, let me create a sound that leads people to a place where they are changed forever. There needs to be movement and growth in each of our lives. So this is where I'm at with you this morning. And there's four words. It's okay, Marnie. I know. Marnie's like amazing because she's like, okay, I'm going to track with you. And I'm like, oh, if you can track with me, like you have supernatural powers. So we'll just try to get the slides going where they need to go. But what I'm after this morning is going after two things, and that is our character and our chemistry. And that might just mean, at a later time, it goes character, chemistry, competency, capacity and competency. But right now, I just want to talk to you about our character. And have you ever wondered, Lord, like all that you've put inside of me? So you realize from the beginning of time when God was in heaven and he's with his son and he's with the spirit and he was thinking of you and they're just like, wow, yes, I put this in and they have this, and this person has this, and it's going to be amazing. That's how it was declared over you from the beginning of time. Like, you are absolutely amazingly awesome, right? There's giftings, and there's talents, and we have resources. And then on top of it, any prophetic word the Lord has spoken over you. And then you grab the promises of God, right? And we have this all right inside of us. But have you ever felt like, but wait a minute, why does it just feel like it's capped? Why does it feel like there's like a lid on that? And why is it like I know, but why is it not being released out of my life? And when we start thinking as a church family, building big, powerful leaders who build big, amazing, missional teams. So it comes back down to each one of us and our character. And sometimes it's like one of those things that's like, oh, well, that's just how I am. Well, let me just, so none of us were born as like, oh, I'm like perfect. Like none of us. None of us, it's like none of us came out that way. And the other thing is not only that aspect of it, but like none of us have gone through life, like Henry just beautifully illustrated. None of us go through life where we haven't been affected by other people. So we had this force of just like, you know what, there's just stuff in my character and plus my interactions with people that have just caused, like, it's capped. Like there's a like a lid on it. So as we look at this, I want us this morning to push on, like we're going to push on to the height, the depth, the width, and of all that God has put inside of you. That back on Romans, that all of creation is waiting for you to be revealed in your fullness. All of creation. That's what God's word declares. Like, creation is waiting for you. Yes, the person next to you. Absolutely the person next to you. But really, this is about you. Because honestly, I'm connected to you, so I'm actually waiting for you to be revealed in fullness just as much as you're waiting for me to be revealed in fullness. And can you imagine when we're all released, the magnitude of the beauty and the splendor of the gospel message of having heaven here on earth? So if we could go after this as a family. So we just have to do the work. And there are definitely times when we come to people and we say, hey, can you just pray with me? Like, I just have this hang up. Can you just pray with me? Absolutely. And there's other times, like, thank you, Henry. Your testimony was a great tie-in for me. There are other times he's like, you're going to work this out. You're going to work this out because you're going to have power and authority over this thing because your breakthrough has everything for others to break through. You're going to break through. We are overcomers. We are people that break through. So I'm just going to say some words. And this is not an exhaustive list by any means, but I'm going to say some words. And what I just want you to do is ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, is this in my life? Because this will cause a cap. This will cause each one of us to kind of get stuck and stutter in our movement where we are called to run and to fly. Okay, so I'm just going to say some words. Just ask Holy Spirit. So I'm going to go slow. You ask Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, is this present in my life? Okay. Bitterness. Being easily offendable. Unforgiveness. Sarcasm. Arrogance. Jealousy. Feeling like a victim. Fear of man, meaning I really need the approval of other people. Anxiety. Anger. Unbelief. Hopelessness. Not really caring, which is indifference. Rejection. Self-hatred. Regret. Guilt. Trauma. Sorrow. Grief. And I think I could all kind of lump it together, just the pain of the past. When you look at your future self, there has to be some cutting away, some shedding, some pruning, because it can't come with you. Those things occupy space where the Lord just wants to pour in, give you more, and give you more. But those issues have to be dealt with. They take up space that they were never meant to take up space. And not only that, if we personally do not deal with those types of things, not only does it destroy us, it will destroy the people we are called to connect with. And have you ever wondered, like, why is it, like, I want to go hang out, you know, I want to build with people and I want to do things together, but it just, like, it never feels like a good connection. Like, I can't get it off the ground. Well, oftentimes, it's an issue of our character that we're struggling with. So if we can deal with this exponentially, what the Lord could do through our lives and connecting with other people, I mean, it's limitless. And so what I want to do is I want to pray for you. That each of us actually can carry a sound in our life of, you know what, I've been restored and I've been redeemed. And that's a song that we sing and that echoes out of our lives, that when people come into our sphere, that, you know what, it's a message of hope. And there is restoration and there is redemption for every situation you've come in. That's the power of the gospel. That's the power. And we have to have experienced that to pass it on and to pray that, to impart it in and to activate it in other people's lives. So I'm a full believer, and I didn't bring my cowbell this morning, but I am here to cheer you on. It's worth doing the work to be free, to cut it off, to let it go, to shed it, just to say, I am not going to carry that into my new season. And if you're thinking about going through that new door, which I want us all to go through the new door, 5784, and knowing that our focus, our gaze, our alignment of our heart is the heart and the doorway of Jesus. He's like, he has so much for each one of us, but that, whatever those issues are, bitterness, anger, rejection, self-hatred, trauma, sorrow, that actually occupies a space where Jesus wants to fill and penetrate and set us free, and we just become the revealing of that all creation has been longing for. So let me pray for you. Can I pray for you? Awesome. Well, thank you. So if you want to just look at it, if you just have it, like if you have a name for whatever it is, it's in your hands. And I'm just going to pray for you. So Lord, I just thank you that you are a God who brings revelation and that you are a God who brings forth freedom. And Lord, whatever these things that are in our hands, Lord, we just surrender and we yield and we choose to let them go. We just choose to cut it off. We choose to shed it. We don't want to carry it. Lord, we just leave it at the pile at the foot of Jesus. Lord, I thank you this for new beginnings. And Lord, I thank you in this moment. It is the beginning of some endings in our lives. That we will just see an end to it. There's an end. Lord, we want to walk in the new. We want to walk through the door that you and doors that you have opened before us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I do want to give you three, I didn't know if to call them like disciplines or the ancient path. I liked both words, and I thought some of you might like, ooh, the ancient path, and some of you are like, discipline. So I'll just call them both. Disciplines and ancient path. So these are things that our family members for centuries have been incorporated into their life. So the ancient pathway. Well, the first one I want to just mention to you is praying in tongues, having your spiritual prayer language. And there's something about, you know, when the chatter comes in your head, when you're like, gosh, I thought I had dealt with that. But do you know sometimes like a memory will come back, or, and I've talked to you about like a trigger, like a, you know, a pressure point will be pushed. You're like, ugh, I thought I had dealt with that. Can I just tell you, go down the ancient pathway. Go travel the ancient pathway. Start speaking in tongues. You activate your spiritual language. There's something, it's a language that Holy Spirit gives us. It's one of his gifts. And it's the perfect prayer. And it is something personal between me and Holy Spirit. And it is a union and there is a oneness with this. And also it says in 1 Corinthians and Jude, this is how we build ourselves up. Build ourselves up. So if you're feeling a little defeated and you're like, oh, I thought I had chopped that thing down. Just start building yourself up in your prayer language in tongues. So let me just ask. Is there anybody here that was like, oh, that you would like that gift from Holy Spirit, that maybe you've never moved out in that gift of the Holy Spirit? So it's a gift. It's free to all. It's free to all. How about this? No? Nobody's waving at me? Because I would love to pray for you. I would love to pray. Okay. Okay. Let's pray. So we're going to pray for this. So you guys, we're all going to pray. So let me just tell you. Holy Spirit will come and, he will give you a language. And I just encourage you just to start opening your mouth and start saying whatever you feel like is in your spirit. And just be free and be released to pray and just to pray that way. So, Lord Jesus, I just thank you that your spirit is here. And I thank you your spirit comes with gifts and they're empowering. It's to empower us to put God on full display. So, Lord, I just thank you now for the gift of tongues, speaking in tongues, that we can build ourselves up. It's that perfect prayer. So, Lord, I thank you right now, Holy Spirit, for the resting on this one in your power, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can I just tell you too, part of that ancient pathway too, if you've never asked for the interpretation of while you're praying in tongues, I would highly encourage it. That actually really, I've had several situations where I was praying in tongues. I'm like praying in tongues, and sometimes we have to go to war. And I think sometimes you just have to discern the season you're in, and sometimes it's just in a war season. And I was actually warring, and then after I was done, I'm like, Lord, Holy Spirit, what was I actually praying? Like, what is in this? And what was I, and so the Holy Spirit started showing me. Ask for the interpretation. If you're in a season, and you're just like, you're like, okay, I'm going to go down that ancient path and I am going to start warring and I'm going to start using, you don't always, it's not always a season of war. But if this is where you're at, or maybe you're in another season and you're praying for something, ask for the interpretation. Ask Holy Spirit, how am I praying? What am I actually declaring in the heavenlies? And it was super encouraging to me. And I thought, can I honestly, I'm just going to be totally vulnerable to you. I was like, really? Like, I was like, you would really pray that through me? Like, you would really, like, that, what an honor, Lord, that that was my assignment in that moment to pray that way. So please ask for the interpretation. That's also another gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay, the other pathway, ancient pathway, or discipline that are, that has been going on for centuries and centuries is communion. Through all of these, have an expectation that Jesus is speaking to you. Otherwise, it just becomes a ritual. It just becomes a checklist. Oh, well, I just prayed in tongues and nothing happened. Or I just took communion and nothing happened. Come with a heart expectation. Jesus is speaking to me. Jesus has something he wants to say to me. And I loved, I think it was last month, Jeff led us in communion. And it was for revelation. Expect when you take communion, there's going to be revelation of how the Lord wants to speak to you in that moment and how he wants to set you free and heal you through the covenant of what his son Jesus did on the cross, through the body and the blood. So we have a box at home. You can order them off of Amazon. If not, just cracker and grape juice, but come praying and ask Holy Spirit how to take communion. Because sometimes, too, we get in a kind of a, like a routine, kind of like a form. You're free to ask Holy Spirit to show you how to take communion. With the understanding, like, give me greater revelation and understanding of the power of the blood and the body of Jesus. Communion. Okay, the last one. Okay, family. This has been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries, and I want us to get super excited about it. Okay? Can we get excited about this last one? Woo-hoo! Yeah! Let's give it up before I even say what the word is. Yeah, let's get excited, family! This is going to be so awesome! It's going to be awesome, 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 awesome! And I want you to have this excitement before I even say what the word is. Are we excited? Yes! Are you ready for the last one, ancient pathway? Yes, Marnie! Marnie! Yes! Yes! Are we not excited about this one? Can I just tell you, we have to be excited about this one. Like, we have to, like, go with it, like, okay, so I knew the Lord was calling me into a season of this, and there was a little bit of me like, just hold, it's okay, it's okay. If you need to go, it's okay, but come with the expectation. Can I tell you, if you want acceleration and speed. Yeah. It's fasting. We have to be a family that we rally around one another. And it's like, if, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna fast and be like, you know, Instagram it or whatever. I'm not saying that, but we have to be a family that we have a high value on this ancient pathway of fasting. You will break through at a speed that I can, yes, have people pray for you. And so I am a firm believer when you are really wanting freedom and breakthrough, it is praying in tongues, communion, and fasting. We do the work, family. We do the work. We are a family that incorporates disciplines into our life. We are a family that goes down the ancient pathway. And part of it is we fast. This would just be Jennifer. This is not Holy Spirit speaking to you. But if there is something in your life, like, why does that thing just like, why does it, oh, like you've gone after freedom and you're like, why does that thing still linger? This would be my suggestion to you, is to go on a 3-day fast with water. Third day. So God, there's just something about the third day. Resurrection. The dead, cutting off. And I realize some of you are on medication that you actually have to take with food. But those of you who can, and if you've never done this before, I highly encourage you to get before the Lord and say, Lord, this is something I'm going to go after. There's something, because there's a pursuing of my heart to pursue of your heart. Like there is I'm on pursuit. There is a longing in my heart. I've got to have more from you. And I want to enlarge my capacity. Like everything that needs to be gutted out, just gutted out. And there's something about fasting that just happens when we fast, because it makes space. That's the only way I can explain it. It's something about fasting. It just like, it opens us up and it's like, there's space. There's space for you to start moving. That other things, other disciplines, this one's just different. But if you, I mean, you can read, our beautiful family in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, like Daniel went on a 21-day, fruits and vegetable fast. Esther, I think Esther like went without food and water. I mean, and I think even the animals did. I mean, so it's not like I'm asking your little Chloe or Fifi to go on a fast with you, but you know, if you think you want to make this a family affair, make it a family affair. I mean, but I'm just saying, ask the Lord. And I know people have gone on 40-day fast. I know people have gone on 40-day sugar fast, which means absolutely like you eliminate all of that. But I'm just saying, I'm just encouraging each one of you to get before the Lord and say, are you asking? So the brave question is, can we be brave, family? The brave question is, Holy Spirit, are you asking me to fast? And I realize some of you, that is just part of your relationship with Jesus. Like that is, discipline is already there. Like I know some people that every Wednesday they fast. They just fast every Wednesday, and it's already incorporated into their discipline, how they steward their relationship with Jesus. And we're all called to steward our relationship with Jesus. So let me just pray for you. So Lord, I just thank you even right now in this moment, Holy Spirit, that you're even nudging some of us to actually have a discipline, go down the ancient pathway of fasting. And Lord, even right now, I just thank you for the excitement for what you will do during the fast. And I ask, Lord, for such grace, 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 grace over any emotion, any thoughts towards fasting. Lord, just, Lord, that you covered it all for those who will actually venture off for the first time in fasting. Lord, that it comes with such anticipation on how you will meet with them. Lord, I just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, let me just see here. My number. 1, 2, 3. Okay. The last one that I want to talk to you about is chemistry. As we're, Marnie, thank you. I think, Marnie, is my next slide Psalm 84? Okay, thank you, Marnie. This is why I love Psalm 84 too. This is actually out of the Passion Translation, and this is Psalm 84 verses 5 and 6. How enriched are they who find the strength in the Lord? Within their hearts are the highways of holiness. Even when their paths wind through the dark valleys of tears, they dig deep to find a pleasant pool where others only find pain. He gives them a brook of blessing filled with the rain of an outpouring. He's already put within you, because he's the one who created you, a pathway for you to find him. There's already a highway within you. There's a road within you to find Jesus and to actually go as deep as you want to go. How deep do you want to go? It's there in your heart. There's a highway. There's a road that he's already created within each one of us. And there's something about this chapter of Psalms 2 is that all of us have a valley of tears. We do. It's just part of sin on the earth. But the promise is, as we pursue the Lord and the longing of our heart to go through the archway, the doorway of his heart, that he actually provides for us pools, an outpouring of his spirit, that we just walk through it, but we don't stay there. So those things I mentioned before, the bitterness, the anger, the guilt, the rejection, all of that, we're not called to stay there. We are a people that are overcomers. We pass through it. We pass through it. We keep walking. We're a movement people. And there's a highway within our heart that he's already established within us to go deep with the Lord, to break free. And then there's all these pools that he pours from his spirit. With chemistry, when we're thinking about where the Lord is going to send you and is sending you and where he's called you to be outside of, there'll be some of us that will connect, you know, to do missions here inside this church family. And then all of us are, but just know all of us are called to go. And I don't know, you know, some of us, maybe it's like the city council, or maybe it's downtown Lewiston, or maybe it's even greater than out for like something statewide, nationwide, or even over to the nations. We're all called, you know, we're called to go. When you're thinking about that, and we have our character, now we start needing to be start moving with people. Like we gotta connect with people. And the beautiful thing about it is the Lord never asked us to do this alone. Like we get to do this with other amazing people. And that's the beauty of start moving in family, is that you get to connect with people. So as we start, I call that connecting, how you gel with other people, or how you mesh, or how you react with other people and how other people react with you. I call that chemistry. And these are the questions. I'm just leaving you with questions. This is between you and the Holy Spirit, with questions I want to ask you. When you're thinking about with other people, the first question is, can you read the room? So when you're with other people, it doesn't matter if you're actually in like here, or you're outside in your workplace, or wherever the Lord is going to send you on a mission. You know, he sends you to go have impact and influence. Can you read what the Lord is wanting to do in that moment? Not only can you read the room with that group of people, what the Lord wants to do in that moment, but can you read where, can you gauge other people where they're at? The other question is, are you aware of your words and behaviors on other people? So if the Lord is sending me and he sends me with a group of people, and this is the place, like this is my assignment, and this is really important because not everybody's a spirit-filled believer, right? I'm called to go, if I went into a neighborhood who doesn't even know anything about Jesus, am I aware of how my words and my actions will affect, let's say if I went on a neighborhood somewhere here in Lewiston, and the Lord gave me an assignment for this neighborhood, and I start talking to people in that neighborhood, am I aware of how I speak and my actions are actually going to affect them? The other question, do you and I, do we ask good questions before providing answers? We are called to be solutionaries and solutionists and carry great wisdom. And in that, are we asking questions? Are we asking questions before we just provide all the answers? The next one. Do we inspire people or do we drain people? And all of this can be measured. Chemistry can be measured by how people feel in our presence. How do people feel when they're around us? And if you want to take a screenshot of that, I didn't have any notes right there. You're free to take a screenshot of that and just go before Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what would you say? Like, do I inspire people? Do I drain people? Because obviously, your heart is not to drain people. I know that. But do we unintentionally, because we have some issues in our own life, do we actually do that? And that's not you walking in your fullness. That's not the full you. I want you to be the full you. I want there to be a full revealing of Christ Jesus to be released in your life. And that means wherever you go, you would inspire, impact, influence. People will love to be with you. You're hope-filled. We've done the work. We've dealt with our character. That's foundational. So if you could please stand, I'm just going to close with this decree. I did not write this decree. If any of you are familiar with Jane Hammond, she had this decree, and I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. So if we could just read it together. And I don't have this written down either. If you want to take a screenshot of this too, if you just want to daily declare this, it's getting new thinking, new mindsets, new roads in how you view yourself and who God has called you to be. We are overcomers. And if you read Revelations chapter 2 and 3, and I've shared this before, how important being an overcomer really is, because God talks about it in Revelations chapter 2 and chapter 3. Being an overcomer, you get to eat from the tree of life. Being an overcomer, you get to eat the hidden manna. Being an overcomer, you get a white stone with a new name. Being an overcomer, you get to be clothed in white garments and your names are recorded in the book of life. Being an overcomer, you get to sit on the throne with the Lord and you get to be a pillar in the temple of God. We are overcomers. We are overcomers. So we're going to read this decree together, okay? I will do the impossible through Christ and accomplish my mission. I will reach, then exceed my potential. I am a one-man breakthrough. I am not a victim. I am a victor. I will break through so others can break through. I am able, capable, and competent for any task. I am strong in faith, so anything is doable. I am living in an atmosphere of unlimited potential where anything is possible. Amen.